king, yo. It's about a thing, yo.
Feel
yo.
Real good right in here.
It's cold out here. Holy shit. Well, it was right at 55 degrees. Normally, I wake up and it's like, you know, still in the, I don't know, low to mid 60s inside. And, yeah, I don't know. We're back down to the 20s overnight and shit like that. Like, it's unpleasant. But it's still clear. Oh, I don't know. Actually, it's really overcast. It was sunny and raining over the weekend, which is always fucking so disconcerting. So it just feels like the end of the world. There's like, that's not supposed to happen. Earthquake weather, they call it.
With you for months. Like, a month later, I'm still thinking about his bits. He's a genius. He's a master.
That's what he does, though,
he's
man.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. Tambourine watching on Netflix. That dude is unbelievable.
Yeah,
all right, Jim, we still got one more question.
sorry. I'm a 10-time Grammy-winning actor and singer. I've starred in 20 films. Some might call me a man of the woods.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Okay.
That was fun.
I gotta say, one caller, or they're gonna be mad at me.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's one caller. All right. Victoria, go ahead. She's
Victoria.
Go ahead, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi,
hey.
Victoria.
When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
Very exciting, very exciting drive ahead of us here, because when we get to the designated tunnel slash around the tunnel mountain zone, I've got a new drink here. I've got a drink I had never seen before that I bought yesterday at the store. A new flavor. I'm pretty excited about it. It looks like it's fucking right up my alley.
as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rap was great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's a dictation. Listening to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation. All an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. It's double break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder, you sound like the herder. Number and sleep, to try to kick with me. I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and hold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Awesome, I'm playing.
Getting on the freeway, sandwiched between two large trucks. One of my favorite things. Okay, now we're down to 39 degrees. I guess it was just 45 degrees in my garage. Fuck, man. Yeah, I got my, you know, this thing's got seat heaters. I got it on, all full blast. Let me get hot in the ass. Something.
change like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps from each other. I'm talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, but she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas where you hide from it.
Torso, right? Me and Moy dipping in the torso, right? I ain't even taking on torso, right? Your shit is fire, I'm more so, what? Young Jenny dying on the floor, so what? She broke my heart to the core, so what? I guess we all gotta grow up. I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, bitch, this just did it. Boom. Interview, cover 5 minutes. Boom. We up too high in the business. Boom. I'm going straight to the top of the cool. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. When we get up there from nowhere to go, then we can chill and just look at the view. Woo! Down. Throw the yellow rose into a rifle. Boom. Man, hey, about to go psycho. Psycho. Put 100,000 in a Bible. Bible. Down. Wait. Go deep, dance like Michael. Michael. Man, this nigga on like a light bulb. Light bulb. Holding all the cutting in a title. Damn. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your business trying to do the dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon of living. I am just an icon of living.
I mean, I think the reason this track stands out from a lot of other modern stuff is he sounds like he is into it and engaged with the material and not fucking falling the fuck asleep. Like, there's an intensity to this track that, like, even makes the fucking, like, blatant repetition of lyrics work. That almost makes it come off like a mantra.
I am just an icon living.
Hey. Like, I don't think it's a great song. But it's like, I mean, it's all right. It's, I'll tell you, it's better than I thought Jaden Smith would ever.
Check you and me, and do your job. Earth is the name. Ben Baller did the chain. Tono for the watch. Prezi plain Jane. Yamagini chain. Rest in peace to my superior. Third man's like a feeder village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me on BT and start tearing up. I was on killing niggas. How you get that track? I attended Hall of Picnics when you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work selling nicks at night. I was only 8 years old watching Nick at night. Uncle Sega was in that bathroom.
Self-made, well-paid.
Yeah.
That seemed like that's been the story of your career.
Yeah.
Almost, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man, that's what she finds home. Why she always...
Thank you. $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-700-9920. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-700-9920. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-9920. 1-800-700-9920.
The global expansion of pro wrestling has begun, and we're at the forefront. This is Busted Open. We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world on SiriusXM Rush 93.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for helping. I love the show. I listen pretty much every day.
From Stateside and WWE. To the land of the rising sun and New Japan Pro Wrestling.
He may live a long time and see a lot more great action, but he may never see a better wrestling match than we have just witnessed.
And everywhere in between. To join the nation, call 844-796-6.
And by everywhere in between, we pretty much just actually mean those two, and really only pretty much just WWE.
Inside the squared circle with Dave LaGreca and the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
Welcome to Busted Open on a Tuesday. Dave LaGreca and the world's strongest man, a world champion, and not one, not two, but three different sports. The one and only.
Mark, count them.
Mark, how are you, man?
I'm great, man. How are you?
There's so much to get into today.
Man, what a day.
I mean, Elimination Chamber coming up on Sunday. Jeff Jarrett now going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Joe Rogan's slip is showing. We're going to get into that today. Nia Jax will be joining us at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Can't wait for that. But, Mark, we have to start with Monday Night Raw last night, and probably one of the greatest performances we've ever seen on a Monday night.
11 a.m. Eastern Time was...
By Seth Rollins.
This is already a repeat.
Changed the game. When it comes to endurance, it is unquestionable that he's put together the best performance that I've seen in the last 10 years. 10 years.
That's saying something.
I mean, you look at what Shawn Michaels and Undertaker did. You look at Steve Austin. You look at to go 50 minutes hard, basically over an hour, but 50 minutes of it was quality.
Yeah.
Quality entertainment.
And this isn't like, you know, at a live event where you can take some rest spots and everything like that. This was full throttle for, like you said, for almost an hour in that ring with different opponents, three different opponents. I mean, to beat Roman Reigns and then to beat John Cena, that's telling you something. And it's also telling you that the WWE is pushing Seth in a way that they haven't in years.
most definitely. And not only that, but like about the 50-minute mark, I think it was, there was a point where Seth actually picked up John Cena,
yeah,
and then hoisted him over on his shoulders and gave him an AA. Which I just couldn't believe it. I mean, even all the years that I've watched, Cesaro has done some unbelievably incredible lifting exploits. John Cena's done some, I mean, picking up Show, myself and other guys, picking up two guys. I mean, like, he's done some incredible stuff, but that was 20 minutes in. At 50 minutes? Like, the level of endurance that he showed was, I mean, that's the stuff that, like, myths are made of.
Now, we've seen Seth as a champion before in the WWE. You know, could we see him with that Universal Championship around his waist? He reminded everybody, especially at the beginning of that show when Roman Reigns took that microphone and said that he could beat Brock Lesnar. But we saw Seth Rollins as a Universal Champion. And listen, for the last year, we've all been talking about that. At WrestleMania, it's going to be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. But after watching what I saw last night, Mark, I would not be surprised if it's Seth Rollins coming out of the Elimination Chamber on Sunday and challenging Brock at WrestleMania.
You know, I haven't seen that many kickouts,
yep,
since Kurt Angle. I mean, the level of endurance is without question. But the fact that he can just power his way out of stuff, and he's not the biggest guy on the roster. Like, I mean, he's really, really freaky strong,
yeah,
too. Like, I was impressed. I mean, this is, you know, coming from a guy that's seen a lot of unbelievable lifting. And Seth is just strong in ways that he's made his body that way. It didn't happen by accident. I mean, he's a CrossFit guy. He loves the Olympic lifts. And it showed last night.
Let me ask you this, Seth, about Seth, Mark. And Seth Rollins is somebody I looked at as a great talent. I didn't think that he could be the guy in the WWE. I think there was some work that needed to be done. But over the last few years, I think he's definitely put that work in. So I'll ask you, Mark, could Seth Rollins be the face of the franchise? Could Seth Rollins be the next John Cena? Could Seth,
yes,
Rollins be the top guy?
Yes, I don't think without a shadow of a doubt that Seth could carry the load. He actually did carry the load. And when he hurt his knee, that derailed his, you know, his reign. And I think that here in the next year, we'll find out where the cream rises to. And I think he's cream. I think he's one of our top five guys. And I think that with Braun Strowman coming into power, I think that it would be awesome to see some series with Braun and Seth. The stuff that they can do would be so amazing.
All right, so let's look forward to what we're going to see on Sunday for just a minute, Mark, because a topic a lot on Busted Open throughout the years is who can take the place of John Cena. We're seeing John Cena taking a back seat, and as of right now, he doesn't have that WrestleMania match as we get closer to New Orleans. But let's look at Sunday, because I think the WWE is in a very good part of their...
It's like they're just running down the storyline and not...
If you look at it, maybe questions can be answered, because you look at who's going to be in that Elimination Chamber match on Sunday, and for a while now, I couldn't see anybody taking the place of John Cena. But you look at Braun Strowman, you look at Roman Reigns, you look at Seth Rollins. Hell, you might even throw in a Finn Balor, Miz, and Jonathan Coachman said it on Friday, Elias. I mean, any one of these names could be the main event at WrestleMania, but any one of these names within the next couple of years can take the place.
All of these guys going to survive? I mean, like, the chamber takes it out of you. I mean, I'm not saying that something's going to happen. I don't want anything to happen. But coming out of the chamber is the greatest chance of injury before Mania. So we better pray and hope that everybody can survive it.
See, that's that you said that, Mark, and you've been very outspoken about the chamber on our air. But that's something that you're right. This is very close to WrestleMania. Do you really want to risk injury to one of your top guys in a match when you're this close to New Orleans?
But you know, when you walk through that curtain, like, you are bulletproof. You don't think about injury. I've never in my life thought about, oh, there's a chance I might get hurt. You go to the ring thinking, I'm going to impose my will. I'm going to have these fans standing up on the feet, hating me or loving me by the end of this. That's the way you feel.
All right, so let's take Seth Rollins. You know, Seth has gotten injured just before WrestleMania. He got injured before WrestleMania 32 in Texas. Yeah, Finn as well. So, you know, I would... WrestleMania and being this close to having a top match at WrestleMania, it's got to go through his head when he goes into that Elimination Chamber on Sunday about the possibility of getting injured again.
I think Seth is going to go in there thinking that my best shot is to win it all. Like that's my shot. I got to win it all. And he proved that he could beat all of them. And I'm looking forward to seeing. He's not going to be in there first either. So we'll see.
That's true. And I love it. When you look at these names, when you look at Braun, you look at Finn, you look at Roman, you look at Seth, I mean, you really don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. And this is a question to you, Mark, and to the Busted Open Nation, 844-796-7874.
Call in.
After what we saw last night, is it now still a foregone conclusion that we're going to get Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
No, it's not. I mean, I'm watching Seth's performance last night. Ain't no way. I'm not going to get... This is the most open field that I've seen. And I'm putting Elias in there, too. Elias gave Seth all he can handle.
It's true.
Gave him all he can handle. And granted, Seth was worn down.
This is
but
like...
I'm just saying. There's no weak link in this.
This sounds like company radio. This sounds like WWE produced this.
A weak link.
Like, listen to this. They're like talking about all this shit like it's real.
I don't know if it's his time right now. And again,
like, there's a couple of questions, like, you know, like he occasionally alludes to the idea of, like, well, you know, is this like a foregone conclusion that's going to be Reigns
right now as well,
without saying why that's the thing people have been thinking?
Surprised and shocked before. Again, I think he's the least likely of the seven.
It's weird. That's what happens when you get a guest from the company on, right?
Weak link by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that Elias is one of those guys that's going to be around for a while, and he's going to evolve. The first thing that you see is not always the last thing you see. And I think Elias is one of those guys that we'll look at and go, yeah, you remember he used to carry the guitar and play? But we'll be saying something different about him at the end.
And he's a guy, too, when he was with NXT, he wasn't like, the fans weren't really into Elias when he was with NXT. You know, when he made made that move to the main roster, there's a lot of doubters out there. And he's got a
It's true. You cannot ask Mark Henry.
Take a strong
it's actually a record, like interviewing
you lose your way.
Wrestlers is actually like, it's the... Elias. When kind of nerve-wracking thing about it is like,
spotlights on him.
Okay,
he
how
the attention of every single person in your
like how real are you willing to get, and how character-y
a lot of people don't realize
is this going to be?
Elias is like what we would have called a smooth wrestler, and smooth wrestlers usually don't get over. I mean, when I say get over, another wrestling terminology, Elias is so smooth and so it looks effortless sometimes when he's in there. And people go, boring, boring. But by the end, they're like, kill him, kill him. Like, he's one of those guys that it takes him about 3 or 4 minutes to pull you in. And once he pulls you in, he's got you. And now that he's got more comfortable with the microphone, he stands there and he just glares down the crowd and just gives them all that they can handle. Elias is one of those guys I think that can evolve into... being a superstar.
I like what you just said, pulled you in, because you look at the seven guys. I want to know from the nation, is your mind made up that it's going to be Roman, or after what you saw last night, could it be Seth? Could it be The Miz? Could it be John Cena? You know, this is an opportunity for John to be in the main event against Brock Lesnar, possibly beating Ric Flair's record of, you know, all those championships, 16 times world champion. Finn Balor. Mark just made a great case for Elias, or even Braun Strowman, who joined us on Busted Open last week. We have one hell of a show for you on a Tuesday. We're going to get it rolling when Mark Henry and Dave LeGreco are back right here on Busted Open.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world. You're listening to Busted Open on Sirius XM Rush 93. What's happening on SiriusXM Sports?
NFL franchise tag season has commenced. Comprehensive coverage from SiriusXM NFL Radio with former Tampa Bay GM Mark Domenech saying,
"No, if they can't get a deal done yet, certainly makes a lot of sense for him. I think Jarvis Landry's still a possibility, or even Sammy Watkins are a possibility. So I think there's some guys that certainly could draw it."
Your 24/7 home for football is SiriusXM NFL Radio, Channel 88, and the SiriusXM app.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. And now you can try it for free when you text employee to 99,000. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind.
It's gonna take time. Extra life for the roughness that tends to prevent a comfort. And my cycles are blocks, the rain blocks to connect with nuts. So I can feel dreadlocks. Maintain the rock, don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock, don't stop the rock. Kick it right in out, you watch it not. I put rock both up, my fear is fierce. So see Brown, are we in the glare?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the glare?
Yeah, make it move, show. On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the breaker, break the door.
Who's that?
Just one of the L-O-N-S. And a tribe called Quest.
East Coast to West.
Remix, mad kick. More than Metallica. So all that before, like the baddest on Galactica. Seven's coming.
Anyway, take a lick. I'm going to Quest, lead another new soul. Now, I'm going to still think. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Then my
more dragon. Baby, stop fighting. I see my influence still shattered. More freaking in attitude. Uh-oh, now we go. Yo, that's the scenario.
That's bad. The next selection is bass filled musical composition.
Stress, we just wanna get high. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Okay, she told me she ain't never been high. Baby, the wheel.
We will be sharp.
Rip you up out of custody war, my lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story because the violence. She had been.
Hansy?
I'll be like,
oh,
Hansy.
Great. Good. So I'll go to the phone call. Hansy will be snoring and my co-host will be snoring. You know, by the way, and listen, this doesn't have to translate through every show, but Bully and I changed Hansy's name. Like, Hansy can't call in as Hansy, at least for the time being. Hansy has been banned. Because we went too many times to him, and he's been sleeping, he's been snoring. So now he's Irene. He's Irene when he calls in, and then when he says goodbye, we say goodnight, Irene.
Wow, all right.
So
that's very creative.
So when he
calls in, you guys have fun around here, huh? Wow.
There is no more Hansy. It's Irene.
Listen, Irene, this is what we want out of you today. All right, I like that. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
So Irene is welcome to call in, and of course, everybody with the Busted Open Nation, 844-796-7874. And again, the question on the table right now, Mark, after watching Seth Rollins, you know, that first of all, kudos to Monday Night Raw. We always look at SmackDown being the wrestling show. I think that's changed. Because we've said it, since Raw 25, the focus has been on wrestling on Raw. And to have a match go 2 hours like that Gauntlet match did last night, man, it's a different Monday Night Raw we're watching. 844-796-7874. And do you see, possibly, Seth Rollins winning Elimination Chamber on Sunday and not Roman Reigns? Let's go out to the Busted Open Nation, 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Mark in New Mexico. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
So, right now, I'm not purely New Mexico. Right now, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, where was
Raw last night?
Yeah, I was there last night. It was a good show. I really liked it. I was hoping that Elias would...
All right, this is Rockstar Pure Zero Mandarin Orange, which I have not seen. Pure Zero Orange. They have a Recovery Orange, which is, you know, like the one's got like a little, like a tiny, tiny bit of juice in it and is not carbonated and all that stuff. This is probably going to be a carbonated orange, like an orange soda, which I'm into that idea. I'm into this.
Are you, Mark, are you going to SmackDown tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, you know what you got to do, right?
You want me to make a Busted Open Nation
sign? There you go. You got to make a Busted Open sign.
What
are we looking for, Mark? Enjoy the show tonight.
Also, while you're out there...
That's good. It's nice.
Our food swing, you got to go to Lolo's.
All right, go to Lolo's.
Lolo's Soul Food. Little hole in the wall.
What do you get at Lolo's?
Oxtails.
You know, oxtail?
Yeah, oxtail. With cabbage and cornbread.
Well, you gotta have the cabbage and cornbread.
You gotta have cabbage and cornbread. You gotta, it's green.
Now, listen, I may not look like somebody that eats oxtail, but I'm a big oxtail fan.
Man, I tell you what, I'm starting to love you more and more every show.
Because I have family in Harlem, so
I grew up eating some oxtail and some cornbread.
See that?
See, Mark, there's things about me that you don't know.
I didn't know. Welcome. Welcome to the family.
Underdog. It's funny, going into the Elimination Chamber on Sunday, Mark, Braun is kind of an underdog.
How can you be 6'7" and...
It sounds crazy, but it's true.
400 pounds to be an underdog. Like, I just really do look at him and Miz as the guys that are kind of like on the outskirts. And it's going to be hard for him to win, because I think that being a big guy, and I've been that guy, they're all going to gang up on him at some point. So he's going to have to be ready to fight off everybody. So, I mean, and as far as Miz...
I taste the Mandarin part. No, never. Is there a different... No.
I think he's going to lay back in the cut and let everybody eat up each other. And we'll see how it goes from there.
And again, Mark, I know from talking to the Nation, and I feel this way too. Everyone's expecting Roman Reigns to win on Sunday.
I don't think it's a given, though. I don't think it's a given. We could argue all day long. And for the people that love Roman Reigns, after last night, I think that Seth Rollins is a front runner.
Ooh.
And I mean, Monday Night Raw is a good indicator of who's going to be at the top in the Elimination Chamber. And Seth showed that he's the guy.
No, it isn't.
844-796-7874.
That's never how it goes.
Mike, what's going on?
The person who wins on the show before the pay-per-view doesn't go on to win the pay-per-view.
Not too much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's their last chance to fucking make you go like, oh, I guess I don't know who's going to win. And that's exactly what they did. Again, they just did it in a cooler way than they normally do.
No, thank you for your service, brother. We love you.
And Mark, I got Marissa's number. I got a retirement request that I'm going to put through to you. So just so you know, look out for that. But I wanted to comment, last night when I saw Seth Rollins powerbomb Roman Reigns, he literally threw him through the air. It wasn't one of those where the man helps you get him up. Because you'll see people use their legs to help the other guy slam them or suplex. Seth Rollins lifted him himself off his shoulders and threw him at least 7-10 feet in the air into the turnbuckle. And, you know, he has resiliency, endurance, but you add that strength that is sometimes overlooked because he's kind of small. But last night, he did that, and my wife was sitting next to me looking at Pinterest or something. I go, did you see that? And she's like, what? I'm like, here, and rewound it. She gave me the, I don't care.
Oh, boy. I've gotten that before.
But, I mean, that was just so impressive to see that because people don't realize the strength. But, you know, and to consider Braun Strowman an underdog, you know, I sent a picture into you guys a while back of me and Braun outside the club in Orlando. And, you know, I've been special ops for 13 of my 23 years, and I'm about 20, and he made me look like a little kid, and he was so respectful when I met him. But anybody who considers that dude an underdog has an issue.
Well, for the most part, Braun Strowman makes even us big guys look like children. But, man, I wanted to go back to what I said before. I spent at least 10 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and Crete and Bahrain and you name it. And I appreciate the love that y'all give us and afford us and the freedom that we're afforded because of the work that y'all put in. And thank you very much, not just you, but to all our armed forces, men and women out there.
And Mike makes a really good point. It's hard to say that Braun's an underdog for sure. But he is in this instance on Sunday. And he also talked about Seth. And listen, I don't know if Seth's going to come out the winner on Sunday and challenge Brock. If he's not, Mark, they got to have something big for Seth Rollins. Coming out of what we saw last night, I don't think it can be tag team partners with Jason Jordan anymore.
No,
he's going to have to be somebody that's going to get a big singles push after what
we saw. We're forgetting about John Cena.
And like,
John was very dejected after the match. It was like he felt like he let himself down. It was, you know, for the first time in a long time. John is always fans first. You know, I'm a guy that granted the most wishes. I respect our crowd. I respect our audience. But last night, it was not about them. It was about him. He felt like he let himself down. He was like, it was very selfish. And sometimes you need to internalize that pain and put it on yourself. Look in the mirror and say, hey, who am I? Like, what am I doing? Like, how did this happen? Like, you start analyzing what it is that you did to not live up to the standard that you normally are blessed the ring with.
Yeah.
And he didn't. The competition was great, but the end result is where we hang our hat. And he got beat.
And Mark, I'm glad you brought that name up, because of these seven names that we're going to see on Sunday, a name that's kind of been lost in the shuffle is John Cena. He hasn't been in a major match at WrestleMania since WrestleMania 29. What are we going to see from John Cena moving forward? And, of course, we got to talk about Jeff Jarrett going into
WWE. We've got to talk about Jeff Jarrett.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of opinions from
him.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of opinions about that. And, of course, from the Nation, 844-796-7874. Mark Henry and Dave LaGreca are back right here. I'm Busted Open.
Maybe not even.
In your car, in your home, and everywhere that you go, this is SiriusXM Rush 93. Listen anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Everyone, it's me, Kevin Hart, comedian, actor, and all-around nice guy. SiriusXM went and gave me my own channel. I curated comedy, loaded voices, bring you stand-up specials, live broadcasts, and special events.
You know, I think one of the things that I'm most excited about is having the opportunity to not only introduce new talent, but stand behind and back it. For me, that's a big deal.
Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud, exclusively on SiriusXM, Channel 96. Tune in to hear some of the funniest comedy ever.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irby.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irby's. By now you've heard about our patented frozen yogurt vending robots that serve seven flavors of delicious frozen yogurt
what?
With six amazing toppings in less than 60 seconds.
To date, we've sold over 200 franchises, 1,000 robots, and we're officially labeled as one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018.
With no employees, no rent, no brick-and-mortar shops, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction. Revenue for you, smiles for them.
We secure our franchisees' high foot traffic locations like cinemas, hotels, tourist attractions, colleges, and malls. From installation to instant sensation, we provide you all the tools for Froyo success.
No experience is necessary, and full and part-time franchise opportunities are available.
To find out if your territory is still available, go to froyofranchising.com to learn more, and be sure to enter promo code 3232. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3232.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document. Ask for details.
Ever know in your bones that you can do something better? I'm Gina Rivera. You may have seen me on the CBS show Undercover Boss. I am the creator of the super successful Phoenix Salon Suites. Growing up in a family of successful hairstylists and styling hair for some of Hollywood's elite, I saw every part of the industry, and I knew I could do it much better. Phoenix Salon Suites is the gold standard for the salon spa experience. Today, there are over 200 Phoenix Salon Suites franchises across the country, and now you have the opportunity to become a Phoenix Salon Suites franchise owner in your area. If you want to work less, earn more, and spend more time doing the things you love, text Gina to 99000. Text G-I-N-A to 99000. Text Gina to 99000.
What the fuck is going on up here?
Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
The construction guy. Okay, all right, okay, all right, there we go.
Oh, the fuck.
talk of saying I'm foolish. I only talk about you, blue, you fool. Listen to music.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world. This is Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93. Here are your hosts, Dave LaGreca and Mark Henry.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry. Chris, our sound engineer, this could be his last day.
Well, you know what, Jay-Z, you gotta look out for us a little bit, Jay-Z. Come on, man.
He's gotta make more Busted Open radio friendly.
Yeah,
material.
we're a family program, Jay-Z.
Not that they don't hear those words, but we don't want it to be we don't want to teach those words here on Busted
Open.
Yes,
we might have a young fan dodging school today, listening to the show at this time.
you gotta be conscious of those. Actually, a lot of kids have the day off today. It's a little
That's
bit of a
right.
break.
That's President's right.
Day. So you think of all those kids now with their parents in the car, and
they have to explain
that. Could be our sound engineer Chris's last day.
Chris, hey, it's been good, man.
It's been a good run, man.
You had a good run.
About a month. He's been with us about a month. Not a long run, but a good run.
With your whole line of Cokes over there?
Yeah, which, you know, you can't do that, too, you know.
Too much Coca-Cola, man.
Yeah, you get hyper in the studio, too. Boy, if Doug Mortman heard of this thing,
whoa,
it would be his last day. And Doug Mortman,
we'll keep it quiet.
Co-creator of Busted Open, Doug Mortman, was in the studio just before the start of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I have
Oh, my God!
Houston.
Since oh, no!
WrestleMania.
Since WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, I was just shocked to see him.
Fuck. what an abysmal thing. I do sometimes like hearing wrestlers talking. Like when Bubba Ray Dudley hosts that show. It's like, you know, he's got a good insight to it. And I like Mark Henry, but... like a level of discussion of wrestling that I would like to hear that they are not having at that. They're not having a discussion at that level. So it's good for listening to and getting angry, I guess. I don't know. All right. I'm here. I'm going to go. Have a good Tuesday. And I'll see you later.